Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotionals. Today we're going to be reading 1 Samuel chapter 25. 1 Samuel chapter 25. It's quite a long chapter, and so if you're able to open up your Bible or your Bible app, I think that would be super helpful for you to follow along with me. Once again, this is 1 Samuel chapter 25. Now, Samuel died, and all Israel assembled and mourned for him, and they buried him in his house at Ramah. Then David rose and went down to the wilderness of Paran. And there was a man in Maon whose business was in Carmel. The man was very rich. He had 3,000 sheep and 1,000 goats. He was shearing his sheep in Carmel. Now the name of the man was Nabal, and the name of his wife Abigail. The woman was discerning and beautiful, but the man was harsh and badly behaved. He was a Calebite. David heard in the wilderness that Nabal was shearing his sheep. So David sent 10 young men, and David said to the young men, "Go up to Carmel and go to Nabal and greet him in my name. And thus you shall greet him. Peace be to you and peace be to your house, and peace be to all that you have. I hear that you have shears. Now your shepherds have been with us, and we did them no harm, and they missed nothing all the time they were in Carmel. Ask your young men, and they will tell you. Therefore, let my young men find favor in your eyes, for we come on a feast day. Please give whatever you have at hand to your servants and to your son David." When David's young men came, they said all this to Nabal in the name of David, and then they waited. And Nabal answered David's servants, "Who is David? Who is the son of Jesse? There are many servants these days who are breaking away from their masters. Shall I take my bread and my water and my meat that I have killed for my shearers and give it to men who come from I do not know where?" So David's young men turned away and came back and told him all this. And David said to his men, "Every man strap on his sword." And every man of them strapped on his sword. David also strapped on his sword. And about 400 men went up after David, while 200 remained with the baggage. But one of the young men told Abigail, Nabal's wife, "Behold, David sent messengers out of the wilderness to greet our master, and he railed at them. Yet the men were very good to us, and we suffered no harm, and we did not miss anything when we were in the fields as long as we went with them. They were a wall to us both by night and by day, all the while we were with them keeping the sheep. Now therefore know this and consider what you should do, for harm is determined against our master and against all his house, and he is such a worthless man that one cannot speak to him." Then Abigail made haste and took 200 loaves and 2 skins of wine and 5 sheep already prepared and 5 seahs of parched grain and 100 clusters of raisins and 200 cakes of figs and laid them on the donkeys. And she said to her young men, "Go on before me. Behold, I come after you." But she did not tell her husband Nabal. And as she rode on the donkey and came down under cover of the mountain, behold, David and his men came down toward her, and she met them. Now David had said, "Surely in vain have I guarded all that this fellow has in the wilderness, so that nothing was missed of all that belonged to him, and he has returned me evil for good. God's do so to the enemies of David, and more also, if by morning I leave so much as one male of all who belong to him." When Abigail saw David, she hurried and got down from the donkey and fell down before David on her face and bowed to the ground. She fell at his feet and said, "On me alone, my lord, be the guilt. Please let your servant speak in your ears and hear the words of your servant. Let not my lord regard this worthless fellow Nabal, for as his name is, so is he. Nabal is his name, and folly is with him. But I, your servant, did not see the young men of my lord whom you sent. Now then, my lord, as the Lord lives, and as your soul lives, because the Lord has restrained you from blood guilt and from saving with your own hand, now then, let your enemies and those who seek to do evil to my lord be as Nabal. And now let this present that your servant has brought to my lord be given to the young men who follow my lord. Please forgive the trespass of your servant, for the Lord will certainly make my lord a sure house, because my lord is fighting the battles of the Lord, and the evil shall not be found in you so long as you live. If men rise up to pursue you and to seek your life, the life of my Lord shall be bound in the bundle of the living in the care of the Lord your God. And the lives of your enemies he shall sling out as from the hollow of a sling. And when the Lord has done to my Lord according to all the good that he has spoken concerning you and has appointed you prince over Israel, my Lord shall have no cause of grief or pangs of conscience for having shed blood without cause or for my Lord working salvation himself. And when the Lord has dealt well with my Lord, then remember your servant. And David said to Abigail, "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who sent you this day to meet me. Blessed be your discretion, and blessed be you who have kept me this day from blood guilt and from working salvation with my own hand. For as surely as the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, who has restrained me from hurting you, unless you had hurried and came to meet me, truly by morning there had not been left to Nabal so much as one male." Then David received from her hand what she had brought him. And he said to her, "Go up in peace to your house. See, I have obeyed your voice, and I have granted your petition." And Abigail came to Nabal, and behold, he was holding a feast in his house, like the feast of a king. And Nabal's heart was merry with him, for he was very drunk. So she told him nothing at all until the morning light. In the morning, when the wine had gone out of Nabal, his wife told him these things, and his heart died within him, and he became as a stone. And about 10 days later, the Lord struck Nabal, and he died. When David heard that Nabal was dead, he said, "Blessed be the Lord who has avenged the insult I received at the hand of Nabal, and has kept back his servant from wrongdoing. The Lord has returned the evil of Nabal on his own head." Then David sent and spoke to Abigail to take her as his wife. When the servants of David came to Abigail at Carmel, they said to her, "David has sent us to you to take you to him as his wife." And she rose and bowed with her face to the ground and said, "Behold, your handmaid is a servant to wash the feet of the servants of my Lord." And Abigail hurried and rose and mounted a donkey, and her 5 young women attended her. She followed the messengers of David and became his wife. David also took Ahinoam of Jezreel, and both of them became his wives. Saul had given Michal, his daughter, David's wife, to Palti, the son of Laish, who was of Galim. Amen. All right, that was quite long, but I feel like the story was fairly straightforward. But let me give a quick recap of what was going on. In chapter 25, we find a beautiful portrait of a humble and noble woman of God. When the story opens, Abigail is married to Nabal, an ignorant and foolish man. Her husband, Nabal, had little discernment and acted rudely to David's men, who had protected Nabal's men and his flocks for an extended period of time, and yet Nabal had responded to David and his servants in such a rude way. David heard of the insults and headed out to deliver some immediate justice. He was going to destroy and to kill all of Nabal and his men and his household, not even leaving one male to live. But Abigail, because she was gracious and godly, intercepted David, intervening in order to make up for her husband's lack of common sense, and she appealed to David and was willing to take the guilt of her husband's sin on herself, basically saying, "Blame me. Put the guilt upon me." You see, Abigail's and David's first conversation was filled with references to the Lord, their mutual faith in the Lord, and their common desire to be kept from wrongdoing. Abigail was a woman of faith, a lady of great character and intelligence. She turned David back to the Lord, keeping him from taking matters into his own hands. And we read that in verse 33, that it is through Abigail that David was given discernment discernment to know that he is not to take salvation by his own hands, to keep him from blood guilt. Abigail, in her own wisdom and her own courage and boldness, to go up to David herself, to take upon the guilt of her husband Nabal, and to call out the wrongdoing and the blood guiltiness that David was going to wrought upon himself. It is through her faith in God that actually led David back to the Lord. You see, our choices in our daily life will affect our tomorrows. And Abigail had a clear understanding of that. She knew that if David were to move forward with his own might and his own power to take salvation into his own hands and to kill Nabal and all of his household and his men and his shepherds, he was going to fall into sin. And it's through Abigail that David was able to refrain from falling into that blood guiltiness and that wrongdoing. There's another great woman of faith in history, Eleanor Roosevelt, and she said, "One's philosophy is not best expressed in words. It is expressed in the choices one makes. And the choices we make are ultimately our responsibility. I am what I am today because of the choices I made yesterday." And that's so true for all of us today as well. We are men and women trying to become men and women of faith. More choices will be coming at us every day. And perhaps even today, we will have important choices to make, both small and both large. And how well we respond to them will affect our tomorrows. Praise God for a woman like Abigail in David's life. And perhaps God has placed certain people in our lives who can help direct our path in such a way that is honoring to the Lord, in such a way that surrenders our lives, our salvation into the hands of our God. Perhaps God is going to use you to point others in the right direction, to help them make the right choices. Ultimately, we are leaning on the power of the Holy Spirit to help us make choices that are honoring to the Lord. And so let's make good, godly choices today. And let's make decisions that are led by the power of the Holy Spirit. And so let's continue to be led by our God. Let's pray. Father, we ask, Lord, that you would help us to make godly choices today in each and every decision we face. I ask, O Father, Lord, that you would put more Abigails in our lives. Women and men of faith who can help direct our decisions in such a way that is honoring to you, God. Lord, we want to not act on our own accord, not take matters into our own hands. But Lord, we want to be led by the power of your Holy Spirit. So Lord, lead us in your Holy Spirit, in your power, in your wisdom, in your discernment. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for joining, everyone. I hope you had a great time of just receiving from the Lord, and I hope you can continue to join us tomorrow.